Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and happy Monday, fans and supporters of the Danielle Forbes Show. Thank you again for tuning in to another live and awesome edition of the Danielle Forbes Show. Thank you and happy Monday. I hope and pray that everyone had a wonderful weekend, that you got lots of rest and had lots of fun, and you enjoyed yourself. And I hope that you had a great Monday, and I hope that you have an awesome week ahead of you. And, you know, I just want to, you know, just to thank you all for joining me. I can't thank you enough. You know, like I said, I just hope and pray everyone is going to have an awesome week. And, you know, it's comeback season, everybody. It is comeback season. And as a part of the comeback season, I am discussing distractions with a highlight tonight on relationships, which seems to be everyone's favorite subject, especially mine. Last week, I did two shows on Distracted from Your Purpose, and I got such positive reviews and such great feedback that I decided to do a series on distractions with a highlight on relationships. So before we get into that, I am going to take a quick break. I know people are trying to call in, so I want to make sure that everyone has a chance to listen in tonight and really enjoy the show. Tell a friend, phone a friend that the Danielle Forbes Show is on tonight. We're talking about relationships. It's going to be an awesome show. So stay tuned, and I'll be right back. And hello, everyone. The Danielle Forbes Show is back. Thank you again, everyone, for tuning in to another live and awesome edition of the Danielle Forbes Show. Again, I hope that it's happy Monday for everyone. Monday doesn't have to be a bad day. Everyone kind of dreads Monday, but it's a great day. The Danielle Forbes Show is on. We are going to talk about relationships. We're actually going to talk about distractions. I'm in the distraction series, and we are putting a highlight on relationships because that is what everyone wants to talk about. So I'm super excited about tonight's show. Relationships, certainly one of my favorite topics. And again, it's the comeback season. It's so important that you get that into your spirit. It is the comeback season. We all experience drawbacks and setbacks at some point in our lives. And if you have not witnessed a drawback or a setback, keep living because it will happen. It is inevitable. And, you know, it's not the setback, it's the get back. It's the get back up again. So I'm going to discuss distractions tonight, distractions in relationships, everyone's favorite subject. Like I said, last week I did two shows about being distracted from your purpose and, you know, got such positive reviews and such good feedback that I had no choice but to do a series on this distractions, you know. So I'm so excited for everyone that shared their feedback with me. And, you know, everyone is excited about the Danielle Forbes Show making a comeback, as I am. And I can't thank you guys enough for, you know, still supporting me even when I was off the air. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be back on and be back in my element doing what I love. And so like I said, again, we are going to discuss relationships because that seems to be one of the biggest distractions that could come into our life. And so I want to talk to you about my own personal experience in a relationship and how, you know, and how just what I went through and how my experience can help someone that, you know, is even listening right now that may be going through something or trying to overcome something. And, you know, and this is not just for women, you know, this is for men too, because men get their heart broken too, you know. And so, you know, I don't want my men listeners and my men fans and supporters to get upset with me, because men aren't always on the giving end. Men aren't always on the giving end of the heartbreak, or, you know, men aren't always the distraction. Sometimes they get distracted. Sometimes they get their hearts broken as well. So it definitely goes both ways. So just, you know, very excited to just really interact with my listeners. I can't wait to get your feedback and your comments and your questions. And I'm going to be very transparent about what I went through as well, because that is the only way that I can really operate in my gifts and really be in my element, is if I am transparent with you. I cannot give any type of advice or anything like that unless I'm transparent about what I went through as well. So I'm looking forward to that. And, you know, it's all therapeutic, and it's very good for the soul when you're sharing, when you talk about it, and when it's not hidden, when you're not trying to hide anything from anyone. You're being very transparent about what you went through. So if God is using me and my purpose, and as He is using me, as He used what I went through to really motivate me and lead me into my next season and show me what my purpose is through what I went through, He's allowing me to help other women as well as men get through it as well. So I'm so grateful for the experience. And like I said, this is for men as well, because men do get their heart broken. And, you know, and everyone needs to know how to overcome distractions that can occur in relationships and learn how to turn that pain into pleasure and make all of that hurt and pain work for our good. You know, as the Bible says in Romans 8:28, it says, "And we know all things work together for good for those who are called according to God's purpose." And it's so very true, but that is literally the hardest truth to believe when we are in the midst of trouble, especially trouble in relationships and all matters of the heart. We can have that scripture ingrained in our minds and in our heart, but when we are in the midst of our pain and trouble or our heartbreak or whatever hardship we may be experiencing, that is the last thing we want to believe. You know, instead we turn inward and we focus on our pain instead of the reason for the pain or the blessing that's coming after the pain and the glory that God will get after the pain that's going to come out, you know. So instead of focusing on the lesson and the blessing, we want to turn inward, and we just cannot do that. We have to learn from it and grow from and move forward and let it work for us instead of against us. So I'm really looking forward to digging in deep to this relationship topic tonight. I definitely am looking forward to and expecting some live calls, some live feedback, because everyone insisted that I do a show on relationships. So I am definitely excited to really hear your feedback and really, really get into it. I want to hear from my men callers, from my women callers. It's going to be a great 30-minute show tonight. So, you know, not only tonight are we going to shed light and bring insight to the pain that we suffer in relationships, but also to be transparent again about our own pain, my own pain, my own struggles. So I'm inviting you to call me and ask me questions about my own experience and how I was able to deal with a broken engagement, a broken heart, a broken relationship that at one point seemed very promising. And I never thought that I was able to turn that hurt and pain and allow it to motivate me and use it to help motivate other women and coach other women and inspire other women that may go through the same thing or may be going through the same thing, but to also learn throughout my pain, as I'm still learning, that it was all working for my good, you know, that God was showing me that everything that I was experiencing through the relationship and the brokenness was shaping me and molding me to not only walk in my purpose, but again, to inspire other women to walk in theirs and to use their pain to work in their favor instead of focusing on the problem and focusing on the blessing instead and all of the wonderful things that can and will come out of it. So I'm so excited about tonight's show. I have so many great shows in store for my fans and supporters. I'm so excited, again, to be back on my element, back on the air, back on Blog Talk, just back to the basics, because this is where it all started for me on Blog Talk, and this is where God brought me back to after I went through my breakup with my ex-fiance, and it showed me that I'm using, you know, that he was using all of that pain not to break me or to be a mean God, but to shape me and mold me so that I can walk into my purpose and motivate others, not just on internet radio, but, you know, to the masses, you know, to the masses of people that will listen and that will come and that is going to need the motivation and need to know that they are not the only one that is experiencing heartbreak or whatever matter of the heart that they may be experiencing at this moment. And so just want to, you know, let you know that there are many obstacles that we will face, but regardless of what they are, we know that God can turn it all around for our good. So let's get excited about tonight's show. The season that we are currently in, regardless if it's a good season, you know, if it's a not so good season, you know, whether you're experiencing the highs of a new relationship or the lows of a broken relationship, just know that regardless of what season you are in, God has you there for a reason, and he's working it all out for your good. And I'm not promising you that, but it is God that is promising you that. That is his promise. And he is just using me as a messenger at this very moment to let you know that. So whoever I'm talking to, whoever is listening, even if it's one person, this message for you, I just want to let you know you will smile again, you will laugh again, you will marry again, you will love again, because we know that the greatest gift of all is love. And if you have not loved, you have not lived. And so no matter what you are experiencing, even at this moment, it's all for your good. It will only make you stronger, better, more steadfast. Not my will, but God's word. So the phone lines are open. Anytime you want to jump in, the calls are lighting up. So I'm so excited to take some live calls. You can ask me a question. You can share your own experience, whatever it is that you want to do. It is your world. So I am going to take my first live call. So funny how time flies on the Danielle Forbes Show. I'm going to take my first live call and caller, when I do click on you, feel free to open up, ask about whatever. So again, if you just tuned into the Danielle Forbes Show, we are live. If you do have a question, you can ask your question at 914-803-4954, 914-803-4954. So I am going to take my first live call. Here we go. Okay, caller, hello. You are live. Hi, I want to thank you for calling in on the Danielle Forbes Show. How are you tonight?
Good. How are you?
I am doing great. Thanks for calling. Tell us your name.
My name is Zori.
Hi, Zori. Welcome.
Hello.
Yes. Well, Zori, I have a question for you. So I don't know if you've been tuning in to the Danielle Forbes Show, but we're talking about distractions and relationships. So I want to give you the floor. So everything that I just spoke on, and I know I said a mouthful because I talk very fast because the Lord uses me and he speaks through me, so I have to just get it out fast. So I want you to talk to us a little about everyone has been in a relationship. If I told all of my listeners right now to raise your hand if you've ever been in a relationship or raise your hand if you've ever had your heart broken, I'm pretty sure everybody would be like raising both their hands and feet and everything else. So
yeah,
I want to ask you a story. Yes, everyone has experienced that. So let me ask you, tell me about a relationship struggle and how you overcame your struggle, whether it's through the Word of God, whatever your religion is, whatever your relationship is. Tell us about a relationship struggle and what you did to do, how it was a distraction to you, and how you were able to get past that distraction, Zori.
I think for me personally, and I'm sure that a lot of people can definitely relate, one of the biggest distractions I feel is definitely the sexual aspect of a relationship. So I'm a Christian woman. The Bible says very, very specifically that there should be no premarital sex. And I think that when we steer away from what God is giving us, what God is instructing of us, we are also kind of walking away from his gifts as well. And I definitely did it. I definitely looked at what God was telling me, and I said, no, that's not what I want. So I'm going to go ahead and choose my own path. And, you know, that didn't work out, obviously, because anything that is not completely saturated in God's blessing doesn't work out. And we all can relate to that, because at the end of the day, when we walk away from the gifts that God has promised us and forget to put him first and instead put our own needs first, we also forget how important his blessing is to a fully functioning relationship.
Wow. That's really deep, Zori. And I love this, because that is one of the biggest obstacles and distraction that we will ever face is a sexual distraction. And
absolutely,
as you said, that is something that God has designed for two people that are in a marriage relationship, and for good reason, because that is the one and only most powerful thing that two people can do together, you know, and God used that for us to recreate and multiply. And
absolutely,
we have certainly gotten away from that, and we've used it for our own pleasure and forgotten that it's come from God. And I love that.
Exactly.
You are so transparent. Yes, you are so transparent.
Yes.
About how it happened to you. And so
how did you
get past that and get back to get your focus off of the actual sexual sin or that distraction and put your focus back where you knew that it needed to be?
I think it came, I I was listening to a sermon, and for the life of me, can't remember the church, but it was talking mm-hmm. about sexuality and how mm-hmm. sex and your sex drive is created by God. It is because the enemy can't create. It can only That's manipulate right. what was already created by God. And so mm-hmm. if there is sex in the world, then essentially God has created that sex drive. God has created that sex for you and your partner, your mm-hmm. married partner. You know what I mean? So when you're looking yeah. at it from that perspective, it takes a lot of the shame away. And I think that's what I was mm-hmm. walking in. I was walking in shame, thinking, oh, well, I'm a sinner. There's nothing to fix this. I already kind of laid my bed. I should just lie in it. When in reality, God is literally saying, no, I paid that sacrifice for you. You don't have to lay in this bed. You can uplift yourself. You can take yourself out of here and have faith that at the end of it, I will make you stronger so that you can accomplish mm-hmm. the promises I've given you. And so mm-hmm. that in itself gave me a lot of faith to look at what God was doing for me. And I can't say I didn't stumble, because that would be a lie. I'm a human being, mm-hmm. and there is a reason why Jesus gave his life, is because we are human beings. So
this is
we
true.
Will stumble. We will fall. It is what it is. But there is mm-hmm. grace in that, and we mm-hmm. have to remember that it's the enemy that wants us to stumble. It is not God. God does not tempt us. God gives us lessons. God gives us obstacles, mm-hmm. but he does not tempt us to sin. The enemy does.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think looking at it from that perspective and thinking, well, my sex drive, my sexuality isn't the sin. It's the act before marriage that is.
Mm-hmm. Amen. This is mm-hmm. wonderful, and I love that. And you're educating so many people that are listening, and I took so much from that. Because you yeah. talk about the grace, and that's something that God has given us. And his word told us to make no provision for sin. But Amen. Like you said, he knew that we were human beings, that because mm-hmm. if we had that capacity to just be perfect, what would we need the blood of Jesus for if we have the capacity to do it on our own, right?
Right, absolutely. So, I completely agree.
Yeah, so I love what you said. So what can you tell, what advice can you give women of all ages? Because that's something that we all struggle with. And because women are so emotionally driven, we are just driven by our emotions. We think with our emotions. We act on our emotions. Sometimes we do things that we regret, whereas men are a lot more logical, and I definitely hope that I can get some men caller because I would love their feedback. But what advice can you give women that are struggling even right now in relationships? They have their relationship with God that they value, that they, you know, they definitely hold to a high standard, but they are in a relationship with this man, whether it be a new relationship or relationship that they're trying to hold on to, that they may feel that is a huge distraction and it might not be meant to be. What advice can you give women to really overcome that and to just, you know, just to deal with wherever they are right now?
I think for me, a picture stands out, and I've talked about this, with many people. I'm sure it's been all over Facebook at some point, but there is a drawing of a little girl holding onto a teddy bear. And mm-hmm. it's Jesus talking in front of her saying, give me that. And she's kind of like, no, I want to hold on to this. And behind him is an even bigger teddy bear. You know what I mean?
Wow.
I think as not just women, but men, we're looking at kind of what we're settling for because mm-hmm. I mean, God's taking too long. Like a lot of times, I feel it all the time. Like I'm like, God, you're taking too long. I want my husband. Mm-hmm. I want my family. I want all of these things. And so we kind of deviate from what God has said for us to do. Like mm-hmm. just kind of following his word, we deviate from it. When in reality, at the end of the day, the person that you may be with that you feel like, oh, this is the one, this has to be the one, God has definitely blessed me, you know, a lot of times when you look at it and in this relationship there is sin, a lot of times that may not be your the blessing, the promise that God is giving you. And I think it takes a lot of, it does take a lot of humbling, and it does take a lot of hurt to realize that although you may be loved and all of these amazing things, looking to God first and seeing him and saying, okay, God wants this relationship for me because God loves me. This doesn't look like what God loves look like.
Right, right. That is so amazing and so well put. I've really enjoyed listening to you. That shed so much light. And wow, I hope that everyone that was listening and heard that really ripped the page from that book. That's great. That's great advice. I love that. And I thank you so much for calling in and just being transparent about, you know, how you were in that exact, you know, situation and how you struggled with it and how you overcame. So I just thank you so much, first of all, for tuning into the Danielle Forbes Show and supporting, and I pray that you will continue. And
thank you.
I thank you for your feedback. Yes, absolutely. So keep listening to the Danielle Forbes Show. And thank you so much, Zori, for your call.
Thank you.
And I hope you have a blessed night.
Yes, you too. Thank you.
Thank you. And spread the word. And thank you again for the listening to the Danielle Forbes Show. All right. Amen. Bye, Zori.
Bye.
Okay, that was an excellent. I thoroughly enjoyed listening to Zori, and she was so transparent about her situation and the struggle. And I mean, I couldn't do what she said any justice at all. That was so well put. And we do have another call coming through. I'm so excited that the callers are coming through, and I hope that I would love to get some feedback from a guy. I am going to have to shorten some of our live calls, so I am going to be taking some questions. And time always flies on the Danielle Forbes Show because we get so engulfed in these wonderful topics, and I'm so excited, but it just goes by too fast. So I'm going to take my next live call, and let's see. Caller, you are live on the Danielle Forbes Show.
Danielle.
Hi. Thanks for calling the Danielle Forbes Show. How are you tonight?
I'm fine. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. So I'm glad that
this
I have.
This is your
I'm
dear friend. This is your dear friend from New Jersey.
Wow, my dear friend all the way from New Jersey. Wait a minute. Who's
Pastor
my dear
James
friend?
Stewart.
Yes! I thought so. Hi, Pastor James. How are you?
I'm blessed. And the young lady that spoke just now, my wife and I was just sitting here doing cartwheels, loving her testimony.
Wow. Wasn't that amazing? Wasn't that awesome? I'm so excited you called in. This is amazing. I have my dear friend all the way from too many years ago, him and his wife listening. This is such a blessing, and that just lets me know that I'm doing the right thing, and God is doing it this time. I'm out of it. I'm like, all right, Lord, I learned my lesson the first time. This is your show. He's just using me. This is the Lord's show. So I'm glad you called in because if you can, just elaborate on distractions and relationships. We don't have that much more time, but, you know, as Zori that we just spoke to, what she talked about, if you can elaborate on that a little bit from a man's perspective, I would love it. So you got the floor.
Sure. If I'm talking too loud, just let me know, okay?
Perfect.
Okay. First of all, as I was listening to the young lady speak, I was again blessed. But I start thinking about my own situation with my wife, who I married. I met in March 2005. I engaged her in May 2005, and I married her in September 2005. And so as the young lady was speaking, and I was thinking about distractions, one of the first things that happens when people are having problems in their relationships is enter it. We have to know the difference between dating and courting, number one. And then we have to learn to set parameters. If we don't understand dating and courting, the difference between the two, and then if we don't set parameters, we're going to have all kind of distractions, which is going to lead to failures. And as she said, I just told the people in my church a couple Bible study nights ago, I said, once you have intimacy with a person, it's hard to see clear and think clear about anything else. Principles go out the window. You know, the Bible talks about it's better for a man not to even touch a woman. I think God knows what he's talking about, because once you have that intimate touch, you know, before marriage, so many things just go out the window. So many things we lose along the way. And it's hard to, once you're in that situation, if you've already crossed the line, because there now is a soul tie, it's hard to tap out of that relationship. But if there were parameters set, then when you're dating that person, even before you get to courtship, you can see some things in the beginning of that relationship. The problem is when we're dating, we already have expectations of this is the one. And what happens is when you're dating, we refuse to, we ignore the signs that we see in a person. A lot of times we'll see signs in a person that we know aren't good, but because we have this high expectation, we overlook them. And then when you get into the courting stage, when you get into the courting stage, which is the stage where it's like, okay, I'm not just checking this person out. This is who I want to be with. Now my heart is really feeling this person. That's the most critical stage of a relationship, because at this point, you feel like giving yourself to that person without even making that long-term commitment of marriage. And what happens is when we cross that line, now you begin to see the real person. People don't let you see who they are until that you know, when you hit that intimate stage, then you really get to know that person. And at that point, it's so hard to back out of it because your heart is in it. But if we had set those parameters in the beginning, we would have never got to this stage. So as I was just listening to that young lady, I was blessed. My wife was sitting here. We was like laughing at how we used to date, and I would take her home, and I wanted her. And I wanted her so bad. She's beautiful. She's smoking fine. You know that. And I'm a man's man, and I wanted her so bad. But what happened is I made up in my mind I didn't want a girlfriend. I wanted her to be my wife. And in my past, I had so many failures. And I said, Lord, I don't want to fail in this. So I start setting parameters. So after we would go to the movies, she would want to come up to my house. I'd be like, oh, no, you ain't coming up in here, because I know myself.
That's right. Yes, that's
and so
right.
To be able to consummate on my marriage night, when my wife and I were intimate the first time, to know that I valued her. You understand? I valued my wife. And to know that I was the first man that she had, it was such a different feeling than anything else I've ever experienced. So I don't know if that was too much I said, but that's all I just called to say and tell you. I'm so proud of you.
That was perfect because I love, just like our caller before, I love the transparency, and that is the only way we can truly inspire anyone, because if you can't be transparent, and how is it really helping someone? It's just, did you read about this? Did you live it? Did you overcome it? You know, so for you to say, even though, you know, you did the right thing, you met her, you
you engaged her and then you married her, you're like, listen, I want this woman. You made no provision for the flesh to just, you know, to just get, you know, to knock you down and say, you know what, I can't take it anymore. You just, you killed that flesh and you overcame that hurdle. And that is, I love that. I love that. And it's so inspiring. Oh my goodness. I love
God
it. And
glory.
So, yes, absolutely.
I just say to those people, you had said something about, you know, what about people that have fallen? I think you mentioned yourself in that area. And I know a lot of people that have fallen, and, you know, what is the answer? What do I do now? I mean, people say, I know what you said, but okay, here's what I did. Well, I tell the people at my church all the time, you're not a failure unless you quit. You get back up.
Ooh, I love that.
You get back up.
I love
you're
that.
You're not a failure unless you quit. You get back up. You get in the race, and then this time you learn. My pastor used to tell me, if you can learn from your lessons. And that's the key. We got to learn from our lessons. And, you know, we all, none of us are perfect. So we keep on going,
absolutely.
Danielle. You know that. You're a strong woman. So, and a woman of faith. So keep on going. You got this thing.
Thank
all right?
you so much, Pastor. Oh, my God.
Okay.
And thank you, you and your wife. And for everybody, yes, his wife is gorgeous. And, yes, I know it was hard for
hello.
You. I know it was. And God bless the both of you. Yes, I'm so
bless
excited
you
called. Yes, thank
yes.
you, and continue to support me, and I know you will.
I will.
And
I will.
Yes, spread the word, and, you know, just God bless you and keep doing what you're doing
God
and keep motivating
you.
The people. Thank
okay.
you. God
you
bless
too.
You, James.
God bless you.
Take
Bye-bye.
Care. Bye. That was so awesome. Oh, my goodness. I'm so enjoying this topic. And I just can't. There's just never enough time. And there's so much more for me to say and, you know, in my closing. And there's so many calls. And I'm really trying to get through to everybody. I really wish I would have extended the show for an hour. I do still have a little bit of time, so I am going to try to take a couple more calls. So callers, when I do take your calls, if you can please, let's just try to keep it kind of short so that we don't get cut off. But obviously, this is just part one, and I'm so enjoying it, and I can tell that everyone is enjoying it. So the phones are just lighting up. So I'm going to take my next call. And let's see. Caller, thank you for calling the Danielle Forbes Show. You're live. Hello? Okay, so some people don't want to ask a question. They're kind of shy. So we're going to move on, to the next caller. So again, I'm going to take the next call. Let's keep it short so that I can close and hopefully get a couple more calls in. All right, so thank you for calling the Danielle Forbes Show. Let's keep it kind of brief. So, caller, you're live.
Hello.
Hi, thank you for calling the Danielle Forbes Show. Let's talk about relationships. What can you share with us on this interesting topic that everyone is just so passionate about, relationships? Distraction.
I'm going to keep this short because I know I'm a talker, but I just like to thank Pastor James Stewart. That was so powerful what he said. It's so true what he said, and absolutely was definitely heart-wrenching. And one thing that he said about a lesson and all of that, yes, because with the lesson comes a blessing. So when we can take our lessons and turn them into blessings, God has something for us. So thank you, Pastor Stewart, for sharing that. Your wife is beautiful. Thank you for sharing your story, because that was definitely a true lesson to be learned.
Absolutely. And again, you know, and that's, you know, what I basically was saying in the opening, when we have these distractions and we're going through it and everyone keeps telling us, it's okay, you know, I know that you're hurt right now. I know how you feel, but you're going to get through it. You're going to bless someone through your pain. This is your testimony. And when you're going through, you don't want to hear it. You're like, I don't want to help anybody else. I just want to be okay. I want my man back. I want my woman back. I want my relationship back. I don't want to motivate someone else. I don't need more strength. I don't need a testimony. But Romans 8:28, and we know, and it says, and we know that all things are working for our good, even though we are experiencing that pain, that heartbreak at that moment, and it feels like we can just die, you know, that we just want to just die. We just don't want to feel anything. We have to stay focused on that, on the blessing, on the lesson that's coming, not that pain that we are experiencing in that moment. So yes, I am with you. So is there anything else you want to share before we move on and close up the Danielle Forbes Show?
No, that will be it.
All right. Well, thank you so much for listening and supporting, and keep spreading the word and keep listening. We do have a few more minutes, so I'm going to close up the show and just basically, I just am so excited, and obviously there's going to be a part two, a part three, a part four, you know, because, I mean, relationships just can go on and on and on, and so I'm just so excited and so blessed that the people that did call in, I might even be able to take one more call, but I just want to thank everyone for listening tonight. If you did not get a chance to listen live, or if you want to go back and listen to it again and tell someone about it, they are live shows, but you can continue. You can listen again. They are all recorded. And I'm so glad that I spoke to Zori and Pastor James and, you know, the last caller, that, you know, everyone is really enjoying the show. And again, I love hearing from the men, because although I'm the woman, I'm doing the show, and I really didn't get a chance to go into my own story as much, we can't be insensitive to the fellas. You know, guys get their hearts broken too. It's, you know, let's face it, it's 2017. Women are out here breaking hearts as well. So, you know, men aren't always the one causing the heartbreak. They're not always the reason for our demise. Sometimes they are on the receiving end. So, ladies, you know, have some mercy. And just like all of the callers, we have to be honest. We have to be transparent. That is where it all starts, with transparency. And so the callers tonight that called in and shared their own struggles and their own stories about their, you know, their hurdles that they had to overcome in the relationships, I love that. And so you know, this is where it all begins, just being honest. But before I do end part one of the distraction series with the highlight on relationships, part one, if I can say, a lot of relationships don't work or may not work because men and women sometimes have a hard time communicating and understanding each other. And that's why I said transparency is so important. It's so important. But what I must say, while we are on the topic of relationships, I must tell you what God has laid on my heart, that the key to all of your relationships, whether it be with your man, your woman, your child, God is the key to all of your success in relationships. More importantly, the one that you have with yourself and the one that you have with him. In God's word, he says, if you lose your life for my sake, you shall find it. So if we stop trying to figure it out on our own and really let go and really let God and really die to self and kill that mean, nasty flesh that just wants what it wants and really lose our life and give it to him, we will find our life. We will find that person that he has for us. We will walk in our purpose, and we will have everything that our little hearts could ever desire. I hope you were blessed by tonight. I want to thank you for tuning into the Danielle Forbes Show. I'll be back again with part two of relationships. Everyone have a great night and a great week. God bless you, and I love you. Good night.